This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Alchem It Is, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? Well, when Disneyland reopens, they'll reopen my heart too, okay? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Craig Kukowski. Cacao, assuming there's anything, what's the third thing you missed about having me as host?
Chaos.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet chaos.
You just add a little, good chaos into the mix. And I thought, you know, while you were gone, we were too straightforward, too polite and respectful.
Too good. It's weird. I didn't hear him saying good, Chris. But oh, okay. That's all John Belushi inspired. And now Chris Alvarado, Christmas Me the Most. How is your February going?
Pretty fucking good.
Right?
I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. I feel strong.
Yeah,
I feel good. I feel strong and I feel good. So you can't change
good affirmation.
That.
And now we mostly believe you.
I feel sorry, Caroline. I feel strong and I feel good.
I don't know about that.
You don't. You don't. That's the thing.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, there's James Heaney. Jimmy Dinkledoo, tell me more about your recent experience making pizza from scratch.
Oh, well, it was... The truth is, it didn't turn out as good as the Instagram picture says. It was the same dough that I used to make cinnamon rolls, which turn out fantastic.
Oh, no.
But the problem was, and the dough is made from scratch, so there's no frosting, there's no cinnamon or raisins in it, but there's a certain sweetness that comes along with that you don't want in a pizza. But I'll tell you, it cooked perfectly. It looked beautiful. The basil, the mozzarella was delicious. But the second problem, the pasta sauce I got was spicy for the pizza sauce. But the spice that they didn't really let you know is it's like taco seasoning. So it was like taco seasoning sauce, sweet crust, and everything else was great. So we're going to try it again this week. My mom sent me, and it hasn't arrived yet, pizza yeast, which I didn't even know was a thing.
That's a name I wrestled under in the 70s.
Chaos.
Yeah. Here we go.
What the hell is that smell? Caroline Cotter, Mrs. Potts, a lot. After asking your parents for a pet the first time, what happened?
I think they got me one because somebody was moving. It was a bunny named Nibbles, but then it froze to death outside because my mom kept it outside in the winter.
Because your mom kept it outside in the winter.
Yes.
All fairness, lots of rabbits live outside through the winter. So
that's I don't think they. You're right. Wild ones do, but and I wonder why they don't freeze. I have to look something up, you guys.
That was a great moment. I just don't want anybody to think your mom's cruel. I think it's an honest mistake, unless it was a shaved rabbit, and then shame.
Shaved rabbit.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying a regular rabbit. You see rabbits outside in the winter all the time.
Well, this one, well, I'll tell you this. It was frozen solid, and I remember it had, like, shit stuck to its butt. Sure. And you could see the, frozen eyes. She made me look. So
she made you look, and you were how old? 31.
31, yeah.
I just learned the hard way, don't Google shaved rabbit.
No!
You saw my wrestling pose from the 80s? And last but only broken heart candies for you. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Loveless marriage, McGee. Why today?
Because there's no tomorrow. Uh-huh. There's never a tomorrow. And I'm not saying that in the sense of like there's no tomorrow. I'm saying that in the sense that there's no tomorrow, right? And okay. And if you say tomorrow in a different way, say tomorrow, right? It's the same word, you just said it differently. And if you think about that, that's exactly where we're at right now. It's people are think of it, you can put any word and you could say it differently, and that's really the divide that I'm seeing right now. Household to household, people saying different word. Let me finish. People saying different words differently, and that's the big problem, because at the core of it, at the center, at the sweet center, if you break that in half and you look inside and you dig out, because obviously when you break a nut in half, there's this thing inside there. But you remember that there's the what? Don't interrupt. They don't, and like the chalky white that's in the inside. What the hell is that called?
The kamui?
Yes. Don't interrupt. Now is the time. Let me do a show for my book.
Thank you. It is. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. What's that? Yes. To become a patron VIP, supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to the patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, I would condone such action. Please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com. We're back.
Scene one is from Petey, who wrote, "Hey gang," and Kevin specifically, "I was introduced to the podcast by my friend Spencer, or as you may know him, Sama Paint." Yeah, we know Sama Paint. "As an improviser in the San Diego scene, he wrote. Ooh, that's weird.
Gross.
I feel violated. I have just been enthralled with seeing. Oh, enthralled. Ugh.
He's canceled. This guy's canceled.
Enthralled with seeing how other improvisers work and how everyone has their own special brand of comedy. Brand. I have been doing the meticulous task of catching up.
Make it stop, Kevin.
Meticulous task catching up on every single episode since you started. In that time, I got a girlfriend who gladly listens alongside me. Hi, Paige. Suggestion time. Sure it is. Anyone in South San Diego will corroborate this story, but every day at 6 p.m.-ish, a flock of thousands of crows flies overhead and heads to the west. It's true. I've seen it. My girlfriend had never seen anything like it before, since she's from North San Diego. We came up with this game that every I'm like a third of the way through. We came up with this game that every crow we see is out to get us and keep a mafia-like hold on South San Diego. So, in short, no.
Too late.
Not insured.
A family just traveling through happens upon a town where the crows secretly run the place and everyone just obey the... That, thanks in advance, lovingly yours, Petey and Paige. P.S. Just cut up with the gag that Joey eats his own cum. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, honey, look. Look at that little shop. We should stop there.
Okay. We're a little behind, but I think we should stop. It's a really cute town. You're driving, so you can... Do you want to pull the car over?
I'm thinking about
honey?
It.
No, honey, yeah. We passed it. It's behind us now.
Right. I'm gonna make a sweet Yui.
Okay.
Whoa. That's a nice curb. Do you have any change?
For the meter? Yeah, I have here. The quarters are in the glove compartment. So here you go.
What the hell are y'all doing here?
Sorry, we have to roll down the window.
What the hell are y'all doing here?
Sorry, sir. You were on mute.
Good. So funny. Sorry. My husband's so funny. We just wanted to look at that tiny little shop over there.
Oh, my shop right there?
Oh, yeah. Earl's, he's the owner.
Earl's Magic and Things.
Yes.
You're Earl?
I'm Earl.
What are you doing across the street, Earl?
Well, I like to look at my shop from a distance, admire what I have created with my two hands.
Wow, that's living in the present.
That is beautiful.
The only shop that's not run by those goddamn crows.
Say again? Sound like you said crows.
Well, I got a sale on beef jerky. I got a sale on wind chimes and all these other knickknacks. So just go inside and check.
You said it's a magic shop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got bottled water, Gatorade. I make sandwiches, you name it. Panini's just discovered that, huh?
Bentley, leave those people alone. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm so sorry, folks. He's our town crazy, but he wears a crown. Oh, yeah. I just had to shoo him away. Bye. So welcome.
Well, thanks. Hi, we're just passing through and saw that shop over there, that magical.
Oh, my shop. Yeah, I'm Earl of Earl's Magic and Things.
So who was that again we were just talking
that's
to?
That's Bentley. He's the town crazy.
That's Bentley.
Did he mention the crow thing to you by any chance?
No.
He said crows, but I thought it was some sort of slur. So
It was, and that's why we don't want him around.
Okay.
Don't want him around. So come on in.
Dinwiddie, you leave those people alone. I'll tase you. I'll tase you.
Oh, my God. That man's getting tased.
I can tell from the crown of my head and the taser I hold. I'm this town's crown tasey.
Okay.
And I'm Earl, and that's my magic shop.
I'm sorry. You have to understand that my husband and I are confused. We're on a very long journey from south to North San Diego, so you're the third person who said you've owned this magic shop.
They're here!
You're not supposed to be having your store open. We said you can't sell magic in the side of San Diego.
I'm sorry, Master Crow. Please don't
get
hurt my family.
Get these people out of here. You're never allowed to sell again.
I'll tase myself.
Oh, my God. That man's tasing himself.
Honey, maybe we don't get out of the car.
I think it's a... Yeah.
And then I said, $300,000 for this lot? Yeah, I'll take it. No more wine. So how was San Diego?
Oh, man. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen, actually. I mean... That side of San Diego? I don't recognize.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
South side.
Yeah, right? It's way down there.
Just one more splush of wine. For either of you.
No more wine. We're fine.
Last dribble of wine for either of
you? We're fine. We're fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Jimmy, if you don't mind, I would like to see what a sploosh is in size.
Hold your cup up.
Yep. Just a sploosh.
Here you go.
So sploosh is too dry.
You drink it and then spit it into his glass? That's what I mean?
It's the only way to measure a sploosh without being behind the bar.
That guy is so fucking...
If there's nothing else you need,
oh, Jesus.
Be on my
way. I thought
anything?
What the...
What is up with that
thanks.
Guy?
No, thanks. Just the check. Thanks.
What is up with that guy?
I don't know, but he would have fit right in South San Diego. I can tell you that.
Jeez.
He's nothing but weirdos. I tell you right. We didn't even get out of the car.
This, oh my gosh. This is what's happened in North San Diego. Stuff like this. That's why I'm buying up all these lots. That's why.
Right. You were telling me about the lots. What are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well I'm buying these lots and right. I'm converting them into these modern apartments. But here's the kicker. There's no apartments in there.
Sorry, pardon me. I'm just walking by. Do you buy lots?
Yes, I do. Why?
I could just tell by your watch. Is that an Omega?
Yes, it is on both sides.
Wow, holy. I just find lot buying so fascinating. Do you mind if I just listen in
Sit
for
down.
A second?
Sit down.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Thank you. Wow. I'd rather not say.
Okay.
So, oh, you're just on time. I was about to bring the check. Can I offer you a sploosh of wine?
You know what? I'm going to cover there. Whatever they had. Here, take this guy. Wait,
are you sure? We had a lot.
Yeah, no problem. So tell me about these lots.
I mean, we each had three
waiter,
steaks.
Can you bring me one more steak and lobster?
Another steak and lobster?
I'll do the same. I'll do a lobster and steak.
So tell me, like,
two steaks, two lobsters.
You know, what area of San Diego are you buying these lots in?
I mean, North San Diego, obviously.
Okay. And like how, and like, are you right on the border of North and South? You just keep far north? I'm just so fascinated by these lots.
Yeah.
About,
I mean, a little
tell bit. About the big lot you bought. The big
lot. I just bought a lot that's 16 acres.
Mm. Did you need any permission for that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to buy it.
Yeah, and then whose permission did you get?
Well, the owner of the lot.
Oh, who's that? I just love lots. They're fascinating to me. Who sold you that lot?
Just some old lady. You know, she didn't have any extended family like that, so I got in there real quick.
Good. What's happening?
Oh, my God, he has a gun!
God, you shot that woman in the face.
Shot that woman! Get out of San Diego, man. Get out of San Diego right now by the order of the crows.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That guy just flew away.
Burst into 1,000 crows.
What is happening? God. I mean, it seemed like a dozen. I don't know if 1,000 because you're
upset. It doesn't matter.
Upset.
It doesn't matter. I'm back. I need my card, sir. Can I get my card?
Look, they oh,
he's crowing. I'm going to charge
it still, okay? I haven't charged
just
it.
Just charge it. Charge it.
Okay, I'll be right card. Back. Give me just a couple minutes. I'm going to rush this order.
Oh, fuck. Give him the card.
Hi, sir. This is an American Express. We just saw a strange order on that charge. It's from Mr. Crow from Crow Enterprises. Is that correct?
Is this the charge?
This is American Express. I said that when I picked up the phone.
Okay. Hello? I'm the manager at the bodega. Did his card decline the charges? Because I assure you that there was several steaks, several lobsters, many splooshes of wine.
Okay, let me just go over your resume. I mean, we certainly need a waiter here at the restaurant right away. Oh, Royal Shakespearean Theater.
Oh, thank How long you for were noticing. You there? Oh, not very long. In fact, I only interned. I never got to really put foot on stage, as they call it. Never got foot on stage.
Right. Where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm from the north side of Chicago.
Ah, right.
You probably noticed it in the accent.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because here in North San Diego, people are very used to a chill vibe, and you're coming off a little intense.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little hoity-toity, a little headmaster, headmaster-ish.
Okay, well, what if I, excuse me.
I'll tell you what, I want to put you on the floor. I'm going to put you on the floor for one day, just see how it goes.
You won't regret this.
Okay. Good luck.
Sorry, let me say that cool again. You won't regret this.
Yeah, that's a little more chill. Cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just understood that I could order from you, and you keep reciting this monologue at me. So I just really want the Cobb salad with the steak on the side, please.
Oh, a Cobb without the steak. Where it beeth the steak with Cobb. Yes, go on.
No, see, now it seems like you're including my order in your monologue. And I
just write it down.
Yeah,
order up. That's I'm going to get that order. I'm going to go grab that and I'll be back to your table shortly. Okay.
Oh my God. I don't trust that he actually took anything down and he sounds like an idiot. Anyway,
so I sold the lot.
Yeah.
And the dog was shot in the goddamn stomach.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Sorry. Did you just mention a dog?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh. What happened to the dog?
We're good, actually. So thank you.
Yeah, mind if I just have a seat real quick?
No, sorry. This happens to us all the time. We always get hit on because we're
hot. No, I'm not. I'm a dog lover. I'm a dog lover. Sue me.
I don't believe you. We don't want you to sit please. Here.
Okay, well, I'm here anyway. So you feel what? What's up?
I feel uncomfortable, and there's also there's been a lot of like violent crimes happening here. People getting shot point blank in restaurants,
Okay. I feel I'm not wanted here. I'm
getting sent. Yeah, now you got that.
It feels. So I'm gonna.
Excuse me, you, Mr. Crow.
What?
First of all, you're not allowed here anymore.
Just take my card. Take my card. I'm gonna cover.
Get this card away from me. I got in big trouble. I had to cover that check.
Take the card.
No, I just want this card.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's like a million crows.
Oh my God. But
Tommy, it's 12.
What?
It's 12 crows.
Why do
you keep yelling a million?
Ma'am. Why are you coming over to our table? We're having a private conversation.
God, have either of you tried the frozen rabbit? I'm just curious.
No, I don't even see it on the menu. What the fuck?
Did you bring that in a Tupperware?
Hey, boss. I need a new beat. That restaurant's not. I need something more.
What?
Just scaring people at a restaurant.
Well, I think you're doing a good job. Look at how much we have control of this side of San Diego.
I know, but I want a bigger job, something with more danger. Just scaring people at a restaurant isn't doing it for me anymore.
All right, a bigger job. Why don't we expand? Expand!
To Mexico?
No!
And that's scene one. I love that the crow was just the waiter with a phlegm problem.
That was Southside accent for the crow.
Oh, fuck. That was awesome. I love that crow.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Scene 2 comes to us from Alchemaniac Will, who wrote, another long one. Dear Alchemists, it's William Morris here. Yes, the exact one you're thinking of, and I want Mr. Chris Alvarado to audition for an upcoming role. Just kidding. It's William Morris from upstate St. Louis. Had to mix it up, as this is my sixth scene suggestion to make it to air. That's right, suck it. And I'm just not famous or funny enough to keep ripping off Granddad Pollock. What? And I just wanted Chris to be happy, even if it's just for a second.
Huh. It worked.
That's nice.
Worked.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Went inside your soul a little. Anyways, I'm going to get a little dark here. Oof, too late. But I need you guys with me on this one. My dad had a stroke and didn't recognize what was happening and thus didn't get to the hospital until 16, all caps, fucking hours later. To make a long story shorter, he spent a few months in hospitals and rehabs and now is in a nursing home where I have no idea when I'll be able to see him in person again. And it's just been, as one would expect, really fucking hard on me and my family. Alchemy, this has been carrying me through. I have literally listened to your whole catalog on repeat for months. You guys have been instrumental in keeping my sanity and not crumbling under the weight of caring for my sister, keeping up with work, and all the other all the other shit that's happened between August and now. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I love you all, and I owe you all so much. But I'll pay it back $25 a month. As all alchemaniacs do. Okay, that got long, but I needed to say it, since laughing at a shit-uation is the best way to cope. Look away, James. A person, Joey, please, in denial about obviously actively having a stroke. P.S. James, if you see Sparks 103 on Twitch or in the cast hang, that's me. Much love, Alchemy. That shit.
All right, yeah. Give me another piece of that steak and lobster.
You've had five steaks and two lobsters already, sir.
What are you saying?
Well, we don't have a policy about cutting people off from food, but.
Then what are you doing?
This is just me as a human being saying it's not a great
idea. What do you think I am, huh? You think I'm a piece of turd wrapped in some kind of other piece of shit, huh? Floating down a shit river, huh? You think I'm a piece of shit?
Half of your face just froze.
Yeah, it did, because I'm looking at an asshole.
What?
Ah.
Walk me through the logic of that.
My fucking chest. Fuck, you're pissing me off. My chest is hurting, you piece of shit.
Okay. All right. Another lobster tail and what kind of steak?
I don't know. Something I can use my left hand with because my right hand ain't acting up because you're such a piece of shit.
I think you might be having a stroke.
Pardon me. Doctor. Yeah. Doctor, hi. Sorry to interrupt your
your dinner break, but we need you.
Wait, you're a doctor?
Yeah, I'm a fucking doctor. What, you got a problem with that, huh?
He's a surgeon. He's the best surgeon in Illinois.
He's having a stroke. He should be recognizing these symptoms.
I think I know Harvey having a stroke, okay?
Are you I'm a steak bartender.
That's what?
Order up!
Okay.
All right. Listen, doctor, we have that very important surgery scheduled for now, and it's an emergency.
Hey, don't be vague about it. Just get to it. Tell me what's going on.
It's the one with the high-profile person who's getting the high-profile cuts done to them.
Just tell me who it is. You can be more specific around me. I won't tell anyone.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's a celebrity who's getting an augmentation done, but it needs to happen now because they have a big event tomorrow.
What needs to happen is his own surgery for the stroke he's having.
Look. I'm not having a stroke.
So we're certain that there could be no problems. I just want to get a vasectomy. I don't want to be able to have any children. So I just want to get this to be really low key.
You have a problem with children, having children?
No, it's just that I like to party and I've got a big event tomorrow and I just don't want
to. You like to party, so you'd like us to cut into your private.
I just want a quick little, as I've been told, these are very simple snips. So that
snips? You heard the word snips?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know I'm just work at the front desk of the hospital. I just want to come in. Linda, just want to say I am such a big fan of yours, Mr. Pitt.
Linda.
I love what you do.
This is inappropriate.
Oh, sorry. I know. I'm so sorry.
You're sorry? I'm sorry. Linda?
Yes.
Can you maybe return to your post?
Yeah, I just want to say I love your work. I'll be at your movie premiere tomorrow.
Oh, you will?
I got a ticket.
That's good news.
It is. Great. Okay, great. okay, anyway.
Do you want to give him your number? I mean, how far are we taking this?
Is this a joke or real? Because I'm going to do it.
Dude, you're going to love it, man. This place is sick. Everyone loves to party, man. Everyone's going to fill each other up, dude. And they all got vasectomies, all right, dude? So no worries, because we love to party, man. Everyone knows. If you like to party, you like to get filled up, man, all right?
So it's a no party. Love it, I mean, dude. No kid party zone kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You're gonna love it, dude.
Fuck the celebs are doing it. Fuck it, Will. No condoms. No children.
Oh, hey, honey. Hi, Linda. You're home. How was the office today?
Oh my God, it was amazing. Brad Pitt was there. I gave him my number, and then he did kind of ask me to go to what he described as a really fun filler-up party, which I can only understand as me just getting absolutely filled to the brim with cum. So I... It was a good day. How are the kids? Thank you for...
Are we getting a divorce?
No! Oh my God, no.
Mommy.
Love you so much. Hi, hey, baby. Mommy. Hi, sweetie.
You want to see my drawing?
I would love to. Oh my God, honey, that is dark.
It's a bunny. It's a frozen bunny. You can see its eyes.
I see the, wow, looks like it like almost bled out before it froze.
Uh-huh. All its blood capsules exploded.
Pardon me, Mr. Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in this hotel. May I come in? Will you open your hotel room to a stranger?
I didn't just order any room service.
It's not room service. Look, I'll just talk you through the door.
Step far enough away from the door so I can see what you look like.
Okay.
Are you armed? Turn around.
Armed? Oh. No.
I mean, I'm a pretty big celebrity, so I'm not just going to let anybody in here. All right, I'll open the door.
Thank you.
What do you need?
I understand you're having a party tomorrow night. A filler-up party.
I am. Who told you this? This is kind of like party for my movie premiere.
I'm not here to bust you on that. My wife will be in attendance, and she's under the impression that you're going to fill her to the brim.
Oh my God. Come inside.
That's what you're going to do to my wife, right?
I don't think you realize this is not as big a deal as you think. I'm getting.
But do you realize what you just said?
Yeah, just step inside my. I know. Come inside. Come step inside. Come.
Stop. Okay. See, it makes it,
I'm about
right,
to tell okay. you a secret. I'm about to tell oh. you a secret.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting a vasectomy. Vasectomy. I'm getting it snipped. I'm going to fill her up, but there's no babies coming. It's just sex. It's, you know what? Here, you can come to the filler up party too.
What?
But coming you got to get a vasectomy first because that's how we party.
Holy shit. Wow.
Mr. Pitt, thank you so much for coming in to the precinct today. I'm so sorry again about the robbery. Forgive me. I'm a big fan and I've seen a lot of your work. So that's what's driving this question.
Oh, okay.
Instead of theft, is it possible that you just lost your Oscar award? That you just misplaced it?
No, that's
and I'm
not
thinking
possible.
Of your character specifically from True Romance and,
Of course.
Well, a few of
you realize that what I'm playing those characters, that's not at all like me.
I do.
I'm like me.
I do, but I've also heard, because I listen, that you like the weed in real life. So, again, I'm going to pose the question, is it possible you just lost your Academy
Okay, World? Let's call it possible, but not plausible. It's an Oscar. I carry it with me a lot.
Carry it with you?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just write that. You carry it with you, like from room to room in your house?
Typically, not in my house, but when I go out, I like to have it in that's, I keep it in the pant leg. Like you could maybe hide a 40 if you're trying to sneak out of a gas station or whatever, you know, you put it in your pant leg so that you can take it out at a party. Do you like to party?
Well, I'm not, I'd like to maybe spend a little more time on the 40 in the pant leg.
Hey, come over here. Look at Wallace, man. Boy, he's playing really bad cop towards Mr. Pitt over there. Check this out. Check out these interrogations.
Wow. You know what? Let's what's up, Tommy?
Can you hear me?
He doesn't realize I have the two-way mirror mic on.
Wow. That's weird.
So you're saying you carry your Oscar in your pant leg when you leave the house?
I tuck it into my sock. And I pull my pant leg so it covers my shoe.
He
that way,
old.
If I need to,
I mean, he
I
always
hear that.
I mean,
why am I? This is like an official
sorry,
interrogation.
Can you hear me?
This two-way mirror is usually, I thought, done for like in the movie Seven.
Sorry,
we used it.
Sorry, it's a one-way mirror, two-way mic.
He's got us.
Oh,
there.
You can. He can hear me.
Yes,
oh, of course
I can hear. Yeah, I can hear you too.
Listen, I can't take too long with this.
Larry, why
I
don't you just come on in?
Hey, yeah. Some of the guys had a bet going. What was in the box?
I mean, you
did Larry? Did some of you guys who were making that bet not see the end of the film?
No, I've seen everything. I've seen Seven up to the last 10 minutes, up to the line. What's in the box?
And then
I stopped watching.
Oh, sure, that makes sense.
Honestly, they never said in my lines. I don't know what it was. The box that I was handed on set was empty.
Okay, so there we go. Right. All right, pay up, fellas, pay up.
But Mr. Pitt, to be fair, you did then look into the box and then shoot the Kevin Spacey character.
Yeah, I have no idea. It was a really big character change. I was a hero the whole time that looked in this empty box on set and then shot at Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm. Dude, once we get through this bartending class, we're going to have access to all the hottest bars and all the hottest parties going on in LA, all right? Okay, so, I'm sorry. Are we supposed to bring our own steaks or will these steaks be provided for us? Hello? Am I? What's going on?
I'm sorry.
Steak bartender.
I walked away. I walked away. I had to answer a call. You will, the restaurant will provide the steaks for you. And then as a steak bartender, you're responsible for bartending those steaks to your customers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I believe the first
are you
assignment-
all right? What was that call about? You look,
what?
You look pretty frazzled. You all right?
No, I'm fine. This is, I gotta keep work. This is my job.
Yeah.
And I have some personal stuff going on. It's nothing.
But this is, you need to just keep serving the steak, okay? No matter what people say, if they say they don't want steak anymore, if they say that the steak's not good enough for them, if they say that the steak, you know, maybe got into a car accident and, you know, killed some steaks. So that, I think, will give you enough. That's enough direction, I think, for you to use the rest of the class. Okay. So I'm going to be over there. If you have any questions, let me know. But let's just see you guys complete your assignment. Okay.
They drove and killed.
You guys here for the party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got the password?
Yeah, I got this, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the password. Yeah.
Snips.
Okay. That's an old password, but I'll allow it.
I got a different password if you want to hear mine.
Yeah, I'd love to hear yours.
Reptiles in winter sleep better than they would if it was too hot out.
Okay, that's not a password.
Yeah, come on. Oh,
what did I say? What did that act grant me access to?
He says, you get one free frozen yogurt, and I give you a ride of up to 5 miles.
Oh, when he says give you a ride of up to 5 miles, that means he has access to you. All access.
Also, now would be a good time to use any password you have, if you have any more.
Okay.
You're going to need a safe word or two as well.
I mean, it looks like there's like several dozen people standing around doors here. I bet if we just start rattling off passwords, you might have access to a fantastic world of underground
parties. Let's try it. Let's see what opens up. So far, you're getting banged for like 5 miles.
I'm also going to need a certificate that you have a vasectomy and a visectomy, meaning all your vices have been removed.
Okay, Mr. Pitt, you're all prepped for the surgery. Now,
thank
doctor.
God. I've got a party coming soon, so it's got to heal before tonight.
Yeah, the doctor's here. Some people are saying he's in an odd situation.
Well, some I got are the saying, best surgeon, yes. And the best of the best are typically a little quirky, eccentric.
That's right. Now, here he comes. I always do this for him.
Thank you.
Doctor.
All right, let's do this. Okay. All right.
Okay. You must be the doctor?
Yeah, all right. All right, we're going to keep you awake for this, okay?
Okay. I'd really rather be. Ow!
Porterhouse, medium rare, lobster tail.
That's me.
Cream spinach.
That's me.
Ow!
Hey, that's Brad Pitt.
Can you say this is a private room?
Yeah, he's like, can we get this scalpel? Can we get it taped to my right hand?
Well, this is a steak knife. That's about as close as you can get.
I don't know.
You are having a stroke.
Oh, good morning, Linda. How was your night?
Oh, my God. It was amazing, babe. Okay, I wish. Okay. I guess I don't wish you were there, but I wish you could have seen it. You know what I mean? I had to
Mommy,
just kind of.
Mommy, Daddy, good morning.
Hi, sweetie.
Get off of me.
Hey, you just chucked our daughter across the room.
Because, Linda, I want to tell you something. I could have been there, okay? I could have, but I chose not to go.
You need a bisectomy. You don't have either one of those, honey.
He invited me, okay? That's all I'm saying. I chose to be home with the kids. So I hope you had a good time.
I did tell have a great time. Do you really want to hear about it?
Yeah,
I got plugged and tugged from every corner that you can even imagine. I have,
and that is scene two. I just didn't want the kids to hear the rest of that.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Scene 3 comes from a damn fine fella who works at iHeartRadio named Justin. Justin actually sent me an email asking, they always run these potential sponsors by me. One was about golf and the other was about a stomach medicine. And I said, I play golf and I have stomach issues and they're not exclusive. And he said, that's my scene suggestion for Alchemy This. So we have a professional golfer has intense stomach issues shortly after starting a tournament. From Justin.
And up next on the...
Tim, as he approaches the fourth tee, Joey Greenstein seems to be struggling a little bit just putting the tee into the grass.
It's one of the most basic components of golf, Tim. To not be able to tee up your ball means that he is really struggling out there.
Something is amiss. Let's keep an eye on that. He's got the tee in the grass. Well, that's good.
He appears to be selecting a 7-iron. This is a par 5. That is an unusual choice.
Hey, Joey, as your caddy dude, I don't think you should do a 7-iron. You're acting a little weird, dude.
I got it. It's fine.
Hey, if you're not okay, man, you can tell me.
I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine.
And you want to go with seven?
I want to go, whatever, just give me a fucking stick. Okay?
He's doubling over as if he's reeling from a filler-up party he attended the previous night.
Something seems to have filled his stomach, that's for certain. Perhaps we can get, well, Linda McConkie is down on the... on the tee, maybe we can get an update from her. Linda?
Hi, guys. It's me, Linda McConkie. As you can see, I am on the middle of the green. And behind me, I have the number one golfer in the world as of last year. Looks like he's doubling over in absolute pain. The whole audience, spectators can hear him scream. And it appears that he just wants to get this over with. So right now I am being asked to step outside of the action here. So I will be having to go onto the sidelines. But as you guys can see, you know, there is the hole further away, which is the one he is aiming for in the par five course. So as we know with golf, we have a ball that tries to get hit into the hole. And it seems like our star is maybe fallen from the sky.
Linda, are you okay?
Why do you watch this? It's just so boring. I mean, nothing happens. They hit a little ball and it flies around. I don't understand. I just don't get it.
When I was younger, I used to play golf. It was like the only sport that I ever thought that I could actually do. That and bowling.
When you were younger.
I don't know. I think I could golf just as good as I did when I was young. That's the beauty of golf. Like, of course I couldn't play football or soccer or basketball or jog or pole vault, but I could definitely play golf, bowling, or pool, or chess, but I'm not smart enough.
You're not young anymore, Albert, all right? That's just not how it works. You gotta stay home with me.
Tell me, Martha, what is it that I need to do that's so strong and physically fit to play golf? Swing up. Look at this. Give me
number one. Stop eating those steaks.
These steaks are delicious. Look at this umbrella, okay? I'm going to just hold it like this is a golf club. See? I could totally be a golfer.
Yeah, elbow just popped out of place.
I'm not double jointed. Shit. Shit.
This
Dad, can I borrow a car tonight? Dad, can I borrow a car tonight?
Yeah, tell him he needs to get a job.
You know what? You're going to bring
stay
me
out
to
of this.
Tell
him he needs to get a job.
Mom, as you told me when I was younger, put a sock in it.
When Dad, you were younger,
can I borrow the car?
You're 46 years old. You're still living with your parents. What are you going to get married?
Dad, nothing personal, but your wife's a whore.
Oh, yeah, is that true? I'm going to kick your ass. You know, I was a Golden Gloves boxer in 1982. I could mess you.
Hey, Joey, I think you should just throw in the towel, bud. You're not doing great. What do you say? You want to just call it?
I say, suck my ass.
Dude, I'm not your caddy. I'm your friend. Why are you asking
me like this?
I
need your pants.
What?
I just filled my pants up. I need your pants.
Okay.
And as you guys can see from behind me, they've let me back on the green here, is it looks like he is now taking off his pants that are absolutely... filled to the brim. Yeah.
Do not hold back, Linda. Do not hold back.
You guys know I did get fired from the official PGA network for my explicit coverage of golf events. So I'm trying to hold it back here for NBC. But so looks like he's switching pants with the caddy, who has luckily a clean bill of health on those. So what are you guys seeing from up
where? So I'm curious. Has to wear Joey's stained pants?
I would say they're more than stained. How is that transference going
to
work?
Yeah. So really good questions. It doesn't seem like he has to wear the poop filled pants.
You got to wear those pants. You got to wear those pants.
What do you mean, dude?
Wear my shit pants, okay? I want people to not know that I shit my pants. And if anybody guesses, they think you did.
All right. Hey, I told you before, I'm not just your caddy, I'm your friend. Oh, God.
See if we can get a mic in there, Linda, to get some of this audio.
Okay, that's right. Let me run up there. Hi, guys. Sorry. Big fan. Just one second.
Hey, Linda.
All right, son. Do you mind taking me to the urgent care to pop this back in? Then you can just take the car for the night.
Yeah, that's fine with me, Dick. Come on, let's go. Mom, we're gonna go now. So why don't you,
fuck off? I was trying to keep this on the down low.
It's all right. You're gonna be fine, Dick.
All right.
You're not taking my car.
It's our car. It's our car. When we got married,
it's under my name, Albert.
We pay taxes together. That means all of our things are one. Okay. Nope.
Dad.
All right, how about this?
Dad, let me help you in the car. Come on, get in the car.
Thank you.
There you go. Put on your seatbelt.
I can't. My elbow is like a. Do you mind?
Jesus, what's that smell? What have you been doing in here, Dad?
This is my car. This is your mother's car. I don't know what that smell is. That's not me.
It's not a great smell, though. Am I crazy?
No, it's awful. It smells like, I don't know, fish and feces? I don't know.
I was going to say front and back, but yeah.
Wow. So you have that cute accent and you're a golf announcer? That's like so hot.
Well, are you a golf fan?
I'm a U fan. Oh my god, I just said that.
Let me get you another. What were you drinking?
Tri-tip.
You were drinking a tri-tip. Get another tri-tip for the lady. And
you got it.
Oh wow, they listen to you.
And I'll have a New York strip in a tall glass.
He got it.
So what brings you to the tourney?
Oh, I don't know. I just love the sport, if I'm being honest. Like, I'm a real
golf. What's your third lover. Favorite thing about golf?
I'd say when it goes in.
When it goes all the way in?
When it, like, you're, like, watching it slowly approach, and then it just sinks.
And the tension is unbearable.
Everyone on the ground right now. There she is. There's the officer. Arrest her. Sir, you are just about to get eaten by the crow herself.
What?
You're lucky.
You're lucky. You've been chasing this serial killer for a long time. Cast the magic spell around her so she can't transform. Oh, my God. That lady is 12 crows.
I almost fucked 12 crows.
Grab the crows.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Barnes & Noble reading experience where we have famed authors come and read from their book.
So this is like a whole new virtual reality experience? This is...
Yeah, that's right. Today we have Arthur Turmeric reading an excerpt from his book, I Almost Fucked 12 Crows.
It's turmeric, by the way. It's not like the spice. You do pronounce the R in my name.
I Almost Fucked 12 Crows, please.
Hello, Arthur Turmeric, noted golf announcer, now author. It's great to be here at the Barnes & Noble virtual reality reading experience.
This is nuts. It's like right in front of me.
You're going to get hit with all five senses. This is me reading excerpts from my book.
Ugh, smells like fish.
What the hell is this?
That's right, I had fish.
Oh, that's just his breath?
I have fish on my breath.
Oh.
I've eaten nothing but fish and chips for the last 12 years.
It gets closer, Jesus Christ.
It's like a fish shit itself.
I know.
And now I'm going to open to a random page of I Almost Fucked 12 Crows.
Joey, you've been doing good, man. This is the last hole. It's just between you and Tiger.
I sweat out all of my water. I need more water.
Open up. So you've got Tiger beat by one stroke, man. I think you can pull this off.
Tiger beat that fucking magazine?
Hey, look at me. You're delirious. Hey, look. Okay. All right. Now, what do you want? What iron do you want?
A 9mm.
What?
Huh?
You want me to pull? No. I'm thinking of four. They can afford to just chip it right
now. Something really interesting is happening out here. If you can see, Joey is in the lead, and you can see he's stripped totally naked at this point in the game. And it looks like he has, instead of a golf club or, you know, a driver or putter, as most people would use here when they're this close to the hole, he's pulled out a gun. So this is something I've never seen before, but I'm excited. What do you guys think?
Well, Linda, you no longer work for us. I'm not sure how you're interfering with our signal, but you're getting in somehow. This is disturbing. Your mere presence here.
Thank you.
You have got to appreciate her determination, nonetheless.
That's right. I've hacked into the television waves. My brother went to college for computer science, and he helped me out. So, yeah, this is all shot on an iPhone.
Joey, take that gun out of your mouth, dude. Huh? You're one putt away from winning this whole thing. Pull the gun out of your mouth.
Oh, my tummy.
I know.
My tummy. One,
look at me, bud. Just do one little putt, and then we're going to fix your butt.
Maybe.
Okay?
Maybe winning's not everything.
No, it is. It is.
Putt. Fix his butt. Fix maybe what's important fix is friendship, butt. And you've been butt. Such a good friend to me. Fix why don't butt. You take the last shot?
Is chanting in a whisper.
Fix his butt. One more you want me to take the last shot?
Fix his butt.
Fix
his butt.
Okay, I will.
Fix his butt.
I honestly can't wait till this tournament is over so I can go to the bar and find a lady to fuck.
And that's our show for today. How about that? That's right. That's how we wrap things up here.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. So nice to be back in the saddle. I got to tell you. Let's thank all the alchemists, shall we? Starting with Smiling James Heaney. James, thank you so much. Where can folks find you and your wares?
Well, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can catch me on twitch.tv/BS Comedy.
Sure. You're going to stick with that? That's fine. I was gone that. 3 weeks or something, and I come back, and this hasn't changed?
Well, the other thing I was going to say, since we have the moment, I wanted to say thank you to Diadu. Oh, my gosh. I don't have it up. Back to me, and I want to say thank you for.
I can't wait to come back to you. This has gone so well. Caroline Cotter, thank you so much. What a joy to see you and the little shelf behind you.
Yeah, it's a good shelf. Oh, I'm just covering it. Okay. Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And what was the frozen rabbit's name? Did you give it a name?
Nibbles.
Oh, right. Nibbles.
Yeah.
Sorry. How could you forget?
Apology accepted. Thank you.
How could I forget? Thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it. And where might folks find you and your wares on the interwebs?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm on Instagram at CotterPoop. I also, and in my effort to be more like James, I've started a Twitch show called The Ass Carnival once a month. So check it out. I don't know.
Sound like you said the ass carnival.
Ass, the ass, like the thing on your butt. You're the thing that is your butt.
Right. The ass carnival.
That's right.
The guy's got an ass on his butt.
I can't wait. Is there a specific time each month that this occurs?
Yeah, but I don't really know when it is. You know what I mean? It's like we did one, we're doing another. I don't really get how the internet or Twitch works. So just follow it on Twitch and then you can find out from there. Okay.
Okay, folks, look for twitch.tv/theasscarnival.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Chris Alvarado. And it's not too much trouble. Can I just say thank you, James, to this one review? I'm sorry. When we get a review, it makes me just feel so good. And this is a 5-star review. It says, look forward to this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. The cast is always great. I listen to this at work with wireless earbuds and people think I'm crazy if they don't see the earbuds. When I bust out laughing out of nowhere like a mental patient, keep doing what you're doing. Sincerely, Church's Chicken. Adidu. That's their name is Adidu.
I love the assumption that a crazy person is that happy. Thank you, James, for reading that, and to Adidu for writing it. And folks, yes, we will encourage you to please write reviews on whatever platform you find us. Please. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Just launched a brand new podcast yesterday called The Comedy Fix. We've already gotten some lovely, lovely responses, especially from our Alchemy This community, the people over at Alchemy That. We're so sweet to talk about it. Comedy Fix, check it out wherever you get podcasts. We peer behind the curtain of comedy and performance to see what's what.
That is terrific. And thank you for that. Can folks find more at chris/alvarado.com?
chris-alvarado.com, sure. Or check out the Instagram, at the Comedy Fix.
At the Comedy Fix. Look for that. Craig Kukowski?
I just downloaded 2 episodes of the Comedy Fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I also spent 24 hours in North San Diego this week and can confirm I saw no crows.
But not in North.
But my dog did have her eye removed successfully.
Oh, which one?
Frankie.
I meant which eye?
Her left eye.
All right, I'll be by to teach her from the sidewalk how to do Peter Falk.
Great.
But the surgery went well, clearly.
It did, yes.
Oh, it's terrific. Without Crow's help. And Joey Grierman.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for being back. I know they asked you to film more scenes, but you said, fuck them. I got to do this. And I appreciate that. That means a lot.
I got it.
You can
go ahead.
You got it. Just got beer. You can find me at chris/alvarado.com.
You put a slash instead of a dash? Yeah, thank you.
I got all my stuff there. Check out Alchemy This Instagram. And if you want to see me give thank yous out to people who've just followed me, you can go to God Bless Chim Chum on Instagram.
God Bless Chim Chum on Instagram.
Chim Chum.
All right, let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bing.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, saying I've missed you all. I love reading your missives on email form or on the Patreon platform. So thank you all for the love and support. Man, oh, man, it's great to be with my pals again. And look out for each other out there a little bit, if you can. Please. Until next time.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.